when we left you, the lead at the top of DCI was 1/10 of a point. It is now 2 full points. And second place came down to a tiebreaker. Let's get into it. This is The Recap, the daily DCI podcast from DCI Forge, Episode 2. I'm Reed Callahan, alongside Coop. Friday night, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. 4 of the top 5 core in the world, 1 field, 1 panel.
One room, 1 set of judges, Reed. After a week of arguing across state lines, the top of the sport finally got measured with the same ruler. Mm. And the ruler had news.
The board, Bluecoats win DCI Middle Tennessee at 94.3, 2 clear of the field. Behind them, Blue Devils and Boston Crusaders, dead even at 92.3, and Carolina Crown, 1/10 back at 92.2.
3 corps inside 1/10 of a point, and none of them was the winner. That's the sentence of the season so far.
About that tie, DCI breaks identical totals on general effect, and the Devils had it, 37.2 to Boston's 36.65. So the sheet reads Blue Devils second, Boston third.
A tiebreaker is a rule, Reed, not a verdict. Those two core woke up this morning dead level on season totals. Flip one caption tonight and the order flips with it.
And Boston's sheet is the strangest reading of the night. They lost both general effect boxes and won the drums outright. A 19 flat in percussion, the one music caption Bluecoats couldn't touch.
The Paradox, our caption wars piece flagged, Reed. The core that won 2025 with its guard is laying siege to 2026 from the pit. And trust me, like, when a battery is putting up 19s, nobody in that ensemble is losing sleep over a GE tiebreak.
Meanwhile, Bluecoats just kept collecting 19s in both general effect captions. 6 of the 8 sheets won. And the 2 they dropped, Brass to Crown by 1/10 and the Drums to Boston, tell you the field still has teeth.
94.3 on July 24, points at the high 90s, if the slope holds. Slopes this late rarely hold, Reed. But 2 points in 1 week isn't a slope. It's a statement.
Now the quiet story of the night. Carolina Crown, 4th on the scoreboard, 1/10 out of 2nd. And our model likes them better than the standings right. Do. 10,000 finals simulations give Crown a better shot at gold than Boston or the Devils.
8% to Boston's 5 and the Devils. 3. Crown's sheet is still 2 core in 1 uniform. Elite up top, Drums at 17.9. And the model keeps betting the ceiling. Friday, it was GE Visual that bought the gain, right on schedule.
And away from the Southern swing, don't sleep on 5th place. Santa Clara Vanguard still carry a better than even shot at a medal. The shadow contender file stays open.
Best odds nobody's talking about, Reed, again.
Down the sheet, Colts. 5th in Murfreesboro at 84.9. That's 9th in the country this morning. 0.35 up on Troopers, 9/10 on Blue Knights. 3 core, 2 finals chairs.
And tonight, for once, all 3 of them stand on the same field. No more arguing across venues. 1 panel sorts the bubble.
1 more from Friday. Spirit of Atlanta, 6th on the night. But the GE music sheet keeps climbing. And they've cut Blue Knight's cushion from 1.9 to 1.25. Tonight, they play Atlanta. That's a home date.
Home crowd, closing gap, GE trending. Circle them in the 2nd block tonight, Reed.
Which brings us to tonight. Atlanta, Georgia, the DCI Southeastern Championship. 13 core, 1 stadium, 1 panel, top to bottom. Bluecoats, Blue Devils, Boston Crown, and the whole Southern Tour.
Our split field piece called Nights Like Friday Field Notes Between Hearings. Well, the hearing is tonight. The tie, the crown question, the bubble, all of it gets re-argued in 1 room.
Numbers before we go. The simulation now has Bluecoats at 76% for gold. When we recorded episode 1, that number was 50.
Yeah, that's what a 2-point week buys you. And Atlanta is the first chance to spend it or hand it back.
Tool of the week. The projections page at dciforge.com. 10,000 final simulations refreshed after every show. Gold odds, metal odds, and the full matrix behind everything you heard tonight.
It's the reason we can say the model likes Crown and show our work read. Pull it up before Atlanta and grade us after.
Also on deck, Sunday splits the draw again. The Midwestern Championship in DeKalb for Vanguard, Phantom, and the Cavaliers. And Nightbeat in Winston-Salem for the Southern Corps. That's the recap, episode 2. Scores, projections, and the full analysis desk are live at dciforge.com. And the morning after read lands in your inbox when you subscribe at dciforge.com/newsletter. For Coop, I'm Reed Callahan.
Stay fast, stay tuned, and don't blink in Atlanta.